Hi guys. Welcome back to Bareface Banter.
Welcome.
The first time we don't laugh when we introduce ourselves.
I was going to start laughing and then I was really cognizant of the fact that I do that. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. I actually, you know what I was
like
looking at?
Stiff and shit.
Is Roka isn't in his spot.
I know.
For the past couple episodes, if you've watched them, if you listen, you didn't get to see it. But if you watch them, Miranda's dog Roka usually sits to her left. Your guys is right. And so yeah. he's just,
should we call him over here?
No, he's got a day off because
he's chilling.
For the first time we have her cat Zara out and she's, you probably could see her tail, but she's to the right of me. So your guys is left. If you're watching, you may or may not see her. We're hoping she doesn't turn into a menace because sometimes
I fed
she
her
just,
right before. So she's kind of, she's getting up.
Oh God.
Right. When,
it's
oh,
we're
she's
talking.
Doing the lion stretch.
Oh no, she's going up.
She might cross the couch at some point.
If
but
she does, it's okay.
Anyways, welcome back.
Yeah, here we are.
So we have a few updates from last week.
Yeah. What are our updates from last week?
Well, I got you on a new skincare regimen.
That's true. Yeah. So I always say like, what'd you do over the weekend? But it really just means what we did since we last talked to you guys. Mm-hmm. And Miranda and I added in some steps. We've been slowly changing what I use.
Yeah.
I used to use like a bunch of different stuff, different brands, whatever. You know, the kind of like retail brands, the ones that are sold at Sephora.
Sephora?
Sephora.
Sephora.
So did Sephora. what the fuck, dude? At Sephora. And I took out some steps that they like didn't sell anymore or whatever. I know I can literally
here
see her in the
comes.
Reflection.
Hi, Zara.
The queen of
Hi.
The house.
Hello, you want to say something to the podcast?
Say it.
Nope. She's just licking the microphone.
But I added in, so we originally added in, the first step was we added in an oil cleanser because mm-hmm. I wasn't using an oil cleanser and I really liked one when I used to use one. And the one I used to use isn't made anymore. So she had me try this one that she actually had never tried. She was like, hey, try this one and see if, you know, you think it's good because then I can like recommend it to clients or whatever too.
Yeah.
And it was just like really thin. And then when I was here, we actually were editing the podcast. We'd finished filming and we both were like, I just want to rip my face off. Like, I don't want to have makeup
oh,
on my face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, okay, like let's do makeup, you know, remove our makeup here. And so I used her oil cleanser from Dermalogica.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I really liked it. So she put me on that one. So I do an oil cleanser, then I do a gel cleanser. Mm-hmm. And then now I have the Dermalogica toner that I've been using that I freaking love.
It
it's the multi-action.
So good.
I love it.
Multi-active, not action. Where's your mind?
This is a Marvel movie.
wait, whoa. The action to me is not the same as action to you.
Oh.
I literally was like,
you were thinking action.
Yes,
okay,
girl.
Okay, got
yes.
it. No, I was thinking like action.
You were like Spider-Man and shit.
Yes, dude, like, legit.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. But I use that toner and then I now use, so Miranda has this brand called Skin Better and it's definitely a more expensive.
We talked about it on one of the other episodes. I think the Skincare Scaries episode.
Yeah.
It's
medical grade. So it's
yes.
like, it's more expensive, but because it's medical grade, you would expect it to be more expensive.
Yeah. So it has a higher concentration. They have clinical studies, proven results. They have
plus
to
the
pass.
Literal freaking creators of it, like created, I think it was Dysport and Juvederm. Like those people know
yeah,
what they're doing.
Yeah. Doctors and stuff. So,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So we got her on a nice retinol. She's on Alpha Ret now
yeah,
and she's
and
on a vitamin C. Well, it's Alto. I think you're on Alto Advanced. That's mm-hmm. the one. And that is more than just a vitamin C. It's got like 20 different antioxidants and
yeah.
stuff. So
and
it's really good for,
I do the vitamin C one in the morning and then I do the retinol one at night. So mm-hmm. I did comment in one of our Instagram posts. Like we said, if you know this meme, you should have started retinol already.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And I was like, I started, it was basically the,
actually I have to still introduce one into my routine.
I thought you were using one.
I was, and then I got off of it.
Well,
and
you
so
also like try a million different products
exactly.
to like know if you want people
exactly.
to use them. So
I do try most of the products that I sell. So not all, but most, because
yeah.
like I have so many. But I slowly introduce things, and then I see how my skin reacts.
Yeah.
And So I, my and next she step like, is you know, rental.
Has people like me and she's just
the
like.
The newest thing I have been trying is called Techno Neck from Skin Better. It's literally meant for like.
Is the that the one on that the, you were, dude, that you showed me when I got my facial last time? We were talking about that.
I think so.
It was the neck one or whatever.
I think so because I like, oh yeah, you were like, my mom would love this.
Yep.
Okay. So I've been trying it and I swear it's only been like maybe a week or less. And the lines on my neck are a lot like.
Just gaslighting yourself. I no, see a difference.
No, I swear it's much better.
You think?
And it's, it hasn't even been, it's supposed to, you're supposed to give it time. Like 4 weeks is a good benchmark. But yeah, it's literally, I like, I was telling my mom, I was like, mom, it just feels like tighter and like.
Well, I'm sure that's its purpose.
Well, yeah, it's, it literally does that. So.
Well, and that's what I was telling Miranda is like, I started using the vitamin C and I put moisturizer over it. And I didn't know this, Miranda like told me this, but moisturizer is not necessarily like just to moisturize your skin, but it also like helps lock in moisture. Yes. So like if you're putting a serum under it, it just helps it, you know, really get in there. And so when I started doing the vitamin C the first day I did it, I literally texted Miranda and I was like, wow, I didn't know that moisturizer could work that well until I put the vitamin C on and then I put the moisturizer over it. Cause I was like, whoa, like that's
yeah.
Well, and then together being like just,
that's everything. Why, like, when people are, like, you know, on, like, multiple steps for their skincare regimen, like, they're not just, it's not just to sell you product. Like,
100%.
You know, it depends on, like, if you're trying to target a specific thing, it's, like, you need to put them in the right order. Yeah. You need to, like, they all have a certain effectiveness for whatever you're looking to do.
Yeah.
And so you have to, like, adjust according to what it is that your skin needs or wants. So.
Yeah. And I mean, we're gradually adding things in because right. we didn't want to just like throw a million different things. Like
yeah.
first it was the Dermalogica spray. Then it was like a oil. I'm going to add in the Dermalogica oil now. And then we did vitamin C first. And then I did it for like 2 days and then I add in the retinol. So yeah. like my skin's pretty tolerant. Even though my barrier's a little fucked up because I got windburn and I burned my skin when I went snowboarding and skiing. Mm. Miranda's mad at me about it.
And we need to get her on a sunscreen because she does not wear her freaking sunscreen. And I'm trying to get her on Tone Smart Skin Better sunscreen because I think she'd like it.
I'm going to try it.
I think she'd like it. But aren't you using the Color Science one right now?
Yeah, but okay. I don't wear it every day.
Anneli. Anyways.
I just didn't want to put makeup on my face.
So apparently I heard from Anneli that Zach is also obsessed yes. with her skincare routine. Well, because
I'm also trying, like I'm super excited about it. And then I'll like make him wash my face, like his, not wash my face.
Imagine
wash, Zach's like, washing my
come
face.
Come here, babe.
With me. Yeah. Babe, I need to do your nighttime skin routine. No, not like Zach talks like that, but that's how he talks on
that's
our
how
mind.
You in- yeah. That's how you always imitate him.
No, but he started using the toner. He really likes the toner. He uses the same cleanser as me. And I got him on the blueberry moisturizer from Sorella. And he
it
likes
smells
it.
So
and that man,
good.
Like, you know how men are. They literally could just like wash their face with literally like a bar of Irish Spring soap and they would look perfect.
Ew.
And his skin actually is like going off and I'm no, over here like slapping
them,
on eight products.
Tell them how he sprayed the toner.
Oh, it's so cute, dude. Like they don't know, but when you spray a toner, you, like you want to obviously get the mist, you know? And like if you've ever used like setting spray, it's like the same thing. You know, you're like, you know, getting it on your whole face. This man, for people listening, he had the bottle like, I don't even know, like maybe 4 or 5 inches from his face, which is not far enough. Basically an iPhone, right? And he's spraying and I'm watching him do it because I was going to do it for him. And he's like, no, I got it. And I observed this man spray his face and he completely missed his forehead because it was so close that it was literally just a circle
drenched
of spray.
Like right here.
Legit,
on his
bro. He would go cheek and on his
you
nose.
You know what? I give him credit for trying.
The fact that he's using it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. He can learn to just pull the bottle back.
I did tell him. I was like, baby,
there
you,
are, but
you
there
need
are
extend
certain,
your arm.
Okay. There are also like, it depends on which mister you're using because I have right now in my skincare regimen, I have two products.
The aggressive one that you put on me. You're like, the it CBD, comes out hot. And
yes.
Like,
a CBD mist. that thing, you have to hold that shit like at least 10 inches from your face because
if not it blasts
oh
you.
My god, like I love it though, but there's also then I'm also on a hypochlorous acid by Hydrinity and that one is closer to my face because it's a more soft fine mist. So if I were to spray at the same,
it's like doesn't
it's literally
hit your face.
Waste of product. Yeah,
that makes sense.
So yeah, it depends. So he just has to figure out. I'm sure he's smart enough to figure
no,
it
he,
out.
No, I
that's
showed him
so
and then he
funny,
was like
though. Like he's like oh
yeah he didn't see anything wrong with it and I was like babe you realize funnier. I was like you realize you didn't even put any on your forehead. He was like really and I was like yes, like you need to spray it further and he was like oh okay thanks and he was like super happy about it. But
I'm happy he's using it.
I am too. Mind you, my products are gonna go away twice as fast, but that's okay.
That's
like
okay
that I used the watermelon mint one and you were like you went through that whole thing already.
I literally was so shocked. I was like
it's because Zach and I both use it and we both go like ksh, 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 ksh,
it
you know
smells good too but yeah.
Anyways, new skin routine. So I'm taking pictures so that we can show you guys the differences.
Oh, did you take?
Yes, like I took my first, and then I'm going to take one at a week.
I just remembered something that reminds me.
Okay.
I have to text one of my friends that I sent her product. She lives in another state, and I sent her product last week, and I was like, you need to track your skin. And yeah. I forgot to text her to give me a before
picture.
Well,
I mean, it's not like it's going to do anything. She just got it probably.
No, I know, but I need to text her, because if she doesn't, then I won't have a before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I hate that. That's my biggest pet peeve. I either take a before and take an after, and I forget one or the other, and I just need a marketing
person. Don't worry, girl.
If anyone is watching this...
Hello? I'm sitting right here.
No, like I want to hire someone.
Oh, yeah. I got girls for you. I got guys for you. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
I got a bench for you.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect.
We got them there. But yeah, so skincare routines. That's my update. And yeah. I'm really happy. I'm going to be taking pictures so we can track it and just show the difference. Because, I mean, I have fine lines and I do Botox. We've talked about this before. But I haven't gotten Botox in an entire year. And so we're trying the retinol method to see if I can... Instead of just, you know, toxing my face up, we can put some retinol in there. And it's a fine line, but that's like what bothers me. And then I also have like texture on my cheeks a little bit that I don't like. And so that's what we're trying to work on.
Mm-hmm. It'll help with both.
Skincare.
I'm excited for you.
Okay. We have a game that we want to play. And I want to get into it because I'm actually really excited to play
it. Okay, okay, let's do it. So let me grab the iPad. I'm going to take a sip of this. Do you want to try it first?
Oh, yeah. What is this again? Okay.
I don't even know. It's some apple flavor. I don't know the name of it. Also, before this, it was really funny because it's a glass bottle and I had been thinking
You guys know like Coca-Cola bottles? That's what it looks like, right?
I literally thought it was like you have to take it off with a bottle opener. And then Ellie's like, Miranda, you are an idiot. This is literally twist off.
I actually said, are you fucking dumb? There's arrows on top of it. And then she was like, no. And I literally twisted. She's like, no, and Ellie. And I twisted it and it just went ksh. And she was like,
I literally have been opening it with a freaking bottle opener this whole time.
Apparently one of her friends also did that. And she's like, I have to text her.
I gotta tell
we
her.
Both don't know. She's about to pull out a freaking bottle opener. I'm like, Miranda, it literally says you can open it with
Anyways,
your hands.
Let's try it.
So it's apple? What is it? What do you mean I accidentally clicked a button? I don't know.
Okay, well, hopefully it's...
What is it?
So it's like apple? An apple non-alcoholic malt. Wait. It's an apple non-alcoholic malt.
Okay, first note on the nose.
Stop. You're not doing this. What does it smell like? It smells like apple.
I don't know. It kind of smells like an apple cereal.
Why did I just smell?
Why did you? Why did you just?
Did you see that?
I watched you do it. I was literally staring right at you. Miranda, literally, for people listening, I was smelling my cup, and Miranda literally had her cup in her right hand and her microphone in her left, and instead of going to her right hand and smelling it, she went to her left and went. Phone, dude. All right, let me try this.
Stop. I can't wait to watch that back. What do you think?
Oh.
Does it taste like beer? You don't like it. Okay, pour it in my cup. I'll drink it. It's really good.
Let me give it another chance.
It's an acquired taste.
It tastes burnt.
Dude, what? What do you
It tastes burnt
about?
To me.
What?
The aftertaste is interesting.
I like it. Like,
you know what? I'm actually going to bring a drink that's a Cuban drink, and it's kind of similar to this, and it's called Materva, and I'm going to bring a different one called Malta, and I'm going to have
Malta.
You try them.
Okay.
One of them is a barley drink.
This is going to turn into a taste test.
Oh, wait,
podcast.
You're actually going to drink this. So let me just.
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay. So this game,
we're
gonna Miranda's
going
to drink her
would you
burnt
rather,
apple.
Would you rather?
Can we talk about how many hairs are on me? What is
oh
happening?
Oh my God. Not you doing this again.
Dude, it's not my fault. I'm shedding.
Okay, would you rather?
Hold his mic for a second. My boomer is showing. You know how like boomers like can't use technology? They're like, I can't understand this iPad. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is your mom a boomer?
I don't know. I don't know the age.
When was she born?
19. Okay, I'm not going to blast her age on this podcast, but.
Who cares? She's a mom.
I know. I'm just kidding.
The fuck?
She said, who cares? She's a mom.
My mom was born in 1962. What about
My
yours?
My mom was born in 68.
Oh, maybe she's not. My mom was like a part of the baby boomers, which is, you know what that is, right?
Yeah, I know what that is. I just don't know what age it stops at.
I don't know either. Anyways. Okay. So this is a game of would you rather. Okay. So there's two options here. The first one is, would you rather be able to fly for one day or be completely invisible? Hello?
Invisible. You are off today.
Thank you.
Invisible.
That's going to make me feel so much better. Words of affirmation. Let's
not forget. Oh my God, I forgot. You're just amazing and great at what you do. Continue.
One day I'm going to cut a piece of your hair off. Okay. Be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day.
Invisible. Easy.
For one day?
Yeah, girl.
What would you do?
I don't know. I would go spy on people.
I would definitely fly because I could do more than just being invisible. I'm like walking. Like, how far can I get being invisible?
You can drive. You don't have to walk. Yeah, you can also fly invisible if you really wanted to.
Yeah, but you can't do both.
What do you mean?
You can't fly.
I can be invisible and get on a plane.
I understand that, but like.
So if I really wanted to go far, I could. Where are you going to fly to? Where are you going to fly to?
More places than you would invisible. Anyway,
where are you gonna fly to? Like, what would you do? You're gonna fly with the birds? Like, I want to be invisible. I want to creep on people. I want to like go take things from places. Like,
okay, no, I would fly because I've always had that interest of flying. I'm curious.
Hell no,
I love flying. Like,
I like
in
the
a
ground.
Plane.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, anyways, I just thought I had this.
I just dropped the iPad.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
Okay. Never use social media again or never watch another movie or TV show. Okay. On three, we're going to say our answers. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
No,
never
TV.
Watch TV. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Perfect.
Cause like literally we both don't give a shit about
TV
or movies.
I literally barely watch that shit anyway.
And it's not like I'm attached to social media, but I would prefer social media cause I would see clips of movies and TV.
That, and also I watch and I also use it for business. So
true,
that's
true,
also
true.
Very,
she's
hard.
A working girly. Okay. Would you rather always be surrounded by annoying people? Oh, God. Or would you rather be alone for the rest of your life?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one. Okay. Are we going to answer at the same time again?
No, we don't have to. But I think our answer is going to be the same. Do you want to do the 3, 2, 1?
Okay. But how annoying are these people?
3, 2, 1. Annoying people. That's not a fucking option. Does one of those say, I don't know? You want to know why I'm going to say, you know why I'm saying annoying people?
I don't know because like,
I'm already around. Most people are annoying to me anyways.
That's kind of true. But
I think annoying. Because
that's why I'm like, how annoying? Because I
be alone for the rest of my life. Do you know how boring that is? I'm going to go
true,
crazy.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I'd go a little. I would be the annoying one.
I think you'd annoy yourself. Oh, shit. You'd end up being in the mirror being
like,
shut
in
up.
My head,
you'd
just
fight
like,
yourself.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. I'd rather be annoyed.
All right. Would you rather lose all your money and valuables or lose all of the pictures you've ever taken?
Oh.
Girl, bye to my pictures.
No, I'm the opposite.
Money? Girl, you're going to be homeless and have
all
pictures?
All of the money? Is that what it says?
All of your money and valuables.
Ooh, I didn't hear that part.
Lose all of the pictures you've ever taken.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely, I will. I mean, I will.
I guess it's just, those are two extremes, but yeah, I guess.
I'm going to lose pictures because, girl, I don't care. What am I going to have pictures? I'm going to have little printout pictures and be homeless with no money. That's crazy. Here's
like,
a picture of my old
like,
credit card that doesn't work anymore.
This was a really good time.
Just like, no, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that. Because I also
not me convincing
also
you on
hear,
all of these.
I
instead
know, right?
of letting
I
you have an opinion.
She's like, you're stupid. No, but I also like, I didn't think about it like money and valuables. I was just thinking like, in
just
my
valuables.
Head, it was just materialistic shit.
Oh yeah, if it was just material shit, like,
yeah,
I don't really
yeah,
care.
No, but you definitely need money. That's like,
okay, this
stupid.
One's interesting. Would you rather die in 50 years with many regrets or die in 20 years with no regrets?
20 no regrets, no like questions asked.
I think same.
Yeah.
I think same because I don't like living life with regret anyways. Like
I already
I'm someone
live
who,
my life like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shamelessly me and I don't have regrets. Mm-hmm. So I would not want to live with regrets because it's not some, it's like many.
No,
that's,
exactly.
That's more than I want.
I already don't like to have regrets like, and I'm almost 30, so.
All right. So, oh.
What?
It's almost her birthday, y'all. Okay.
Not really.
Would you rather, it's close enough.
Really? July is not close.
Is your birthday in fucking December?
No, but I also need to plan something for my birthday.
This is beside the podcast. We will talk about this not when people
who wants
listening.
To come to my party?
Oh,
no, I'm
God.
Kidding.
Okay. Would you rather have a head the size of a watermelon okay. or have a head the size of a tennis ball?
Dude, those are so weird.
Okay, but like,
wait,
imagine
we
should
me answer this at the same time.
No. I need to hear. Imagine me with the size of a tennis ball holding this microphone right now. The microphone would literally be my whole head.
Okay, no, I would definitely choose watermelon.
Yeah, you already have your head the size of a watermelon, so pretty close.
Anali!
I was just waiting for you to say that.
You were so ready to set that shit up. You ass. Okay.
That's why I picked this list, because I had that joke the second
you're
I saw it.
You're so annoying. Are you actually?
I swear to God.
Dude, fuck you. That's funny, though. The fact that you planned it out.
I would, I don't, okay, but we need to answer this. What would you rather have? I guess the watermelon.
100%. It's already a watermelon, apparently.
Tennis ball's crazy. Imagine a tennis ball on your shoulders.
How small would your eyes be?
Yeah, dude, would your eyes just be like huge on the tennis ball? Or would they be little?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going with watermelon on this one. Also, too, like big brain, big watermelon head, you know, small brain.
Big ass watermelon head.
Because the bigger your brain, the bigger your head, usually the bigger your brain. It's the not bigger. Really.
Would you rather?
How many more is there? I'm just curious.
What are you, stressed out?
This no, I'm just curious, dude.
You'll find out when you find out.
Oh my God.
There's two more. Would you rather never be able to take an airplane again or never have access to the internet again?
Oh shit. That's a really hard one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to think on this one. Let's see. Never have internet access or never take a plane. Well, I can't take a flight without internet access. So let's just start with that. I hate not having Wi-Fi on planes.
Okay. That's.
I buy it. It literally drives me crazy.
You would do that. But. What? I just sleep. But I would rather honestly, I think I would go with the no planes.
Yeah, I think I would drive everywhere.
Because I use internet 24/7.
Yeah, bro. I would absolutely just drive everywhere. Or take a train. Or a boat. No, fuck that. Never mind. I take the boat back.
That's true. You can also travel in different ways. But like, yeah, that's a hard one. But definitely.
Plus, now they have all those fucking trains that are like, stop reading the next question, bitch. I saw you, you peeker.
I saw it. Why do you get to see all the questions?
I don't even know what the question is.
You're such a liar.
Literally on my dog's life.
Fine, I'll read it to you then.
Okay, what's the question?
Wait,
hold on. Let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, go ahead.
They have those super fast trains that are like the speed of like...
Yeah, the bullet trains. That's what they're called, I think.
Thanks for taking my shine. Miranda's a bully. You guys heard it here first. All right, fuck you. I'm
bully
reading this
on
question
the bullet
now.
Train.
Would you rather... Bully bullet... would you rather be a wizard or be a vampire? What a way to end it.
I'm a wizard, Harry. I'd rather be
a wizard, Harry!
I'd rather be a wizard, for sure. What the hell? Who wants to be a vampire? What's
vampires
the benefit
live
of that?
Forever.
I don't want to live forever all miserable and white and shit. No sun. Like, I don't want that.
She added that in real quick. I'm like, what's wrong with being white?
No.
I'm looking at her white as hell. Girl. Me, pale as shit.
I'm white
what's
too.
Wrong with being white?
I'm white too. I'm talking like they can't see the sun.
Wait,
they're
when you
like...
fill out a bubble, do you put white?
It depends which bubble.
No, because like for me, Cubans aren't considered.
No, I know. Same
like we have
me.
To literally put white. No, is that a really?
No, it depends. That's what I'm saying. Depends which bubble. Like, what am I trying to apply for? Because if it benefits me, I'll put white. But if not, I won't.
Well, for mine, I say white and then it's like cube. It's like Hispanic. And then it says because there's a Hispanic non-Cuban and then there's like a white of Cuban descent.
I know. There's so many.
So confusing.
It's so confusing. Why'd you say it like that? What the fuck?
So confusing.
I know. Like I said, it just depends. Like, because sometimes they have less options. Sometimes they're very specific. And so I just.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's
happening.
Wait.
So that's what I meant by like, I wouldn't want to be just like in the dark all the time. Like, I hate the dark. So I would probably.
Who's in the dark all the time?
The vampires.
Oh.
We're back on the question.
We don't have sunblock?
What are you talking about?
They can't wear sunblock?
Vampires die when they see the sun.
Are we sure about that one?
I feel like we should Google it. Because I'm pretty positive.
What about those people that are allergic to the sun? They just wear like fucking clothes
like
all the time.
Albino people?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. But vampires don't do that.
Yeah, but they could.
Anneli, is that what you would rather be as a vampire?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Or I would much rather do
nah,
spells
fuck that.
And shit.
Dude, literally, I'm questioning this. Like, I didn't pre-order the Hogwarts fucking game on bought an Xbox so I could get the game early.
I would much rather do spells.
I think you're right. You're
okay.
Right.
Wow. I convinced you this time. Okay.
I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, the Harry Potter franchise did a lot of the legwork for you.
Yeah. Wizards.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I feel like this just be so cool. You could just be like, your little spell.
What was that? Say it one more time. Let me hear
that
spell.
I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying.
That's an Arabic ass spell right there, bro. The fuck are you talking about?
What does it make you do? Imagine if I just created a spell. Ooh, we should think of one.
Leviosa. Do you know what that means?
Isn't that levitate?
Yeah, good job. It's pretty easy. It's literally Latin, but
yeah,
you know.
It sounds like it.
What's descendo mean? Not me quizzing her on Hogwarts shit. What's descendo mean, you think?
Descendo, like... Ugh.
Think.
It sounds like descend.
Yeah, so you like slam something down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Do you know how to say a spell?
Like a full spell? Well, those are all spells.
You just say descendo?
Yeah, it's a
word. No, they do... Descendo! Like, it's like a whole thing.
No, sometimes you can just say... A spell is like just a sendo. It's a thing.
And Ellie's over in her room just like with her wand and shit. Are you one of those people?
No, I don't have a wand. Would I go and get one? Maybe just for like the fun of picking one. But I don't think I would. It's not like I'm going to use it. Like, Zach, stop talking. Descendo. You know what I mean?
She's like, shut up though.
Shut up. Oh, yeah, that's a new one.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's the spell you just created. Shut up. Oh.
Okay. That's- so next time on the podcast, I'm going to be like, shut up. Oh. And you're going to be like,
I'm just going to
silence.
That was the opposite of what you meant, but.
Ew. What was that sound? Okay.
I feel so bad for the people listening.
Anyways, so.
Not the Ebola.
Fuck you.
Remember when that was a thing, bro? When Ebola was the thing and everyone was like, oh my God, he's got Ebola. Isn't for like anyone who coughed. Thing? Yeah, but it's not like, it was like the COVID of the time. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like 2013.
Yeah.
Like. On the dance floor. Oh, wow.
What are you talking about?
That song was like, you know
that
what I mean?
Was like the pop song?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Jason.
But why did that come to your mind when you're thinking about Ebola, dude? That makes no sense.
I was thinking about what was happening.
The time? That's the song that came to your head? You have a weird head. Okay.
Hey, at least I don't got a fucking watermelon ass head. Okay, so this is going to segue into our thoughts for thoughts. Even though it's like not a segue. I'm literally in tears. Hold on.
Segue into the thoughts for thoughts that has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
No, but I actually saw someone post a video of it and I'm really curious. Okay. So Miranda, it's just quizzical. That's what we're doing this time. Okay. Okay. You're leaving me a voicemail.
Shut up. Oh.
What was the sound you made?
I'm just kidding. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You're leaving me a voicemail. How do you leave your number? Use like 1, 2, 3 as numbers and leave me a voicemail. Here, you called.
Hey, Anneli.
Hi, this is Anneli. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. Beep.
Hey, bitch. It's Miranda. You know what to do. Call me back. 1, 2, 3, 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 4, 5.
Okay. Why? Because some people will say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 89, 90.
What's the difference?
You spell out every number. Some people will group the numbers. Or they'll say 89. They'll be like 8090. Or they'll be like 8090.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it depends though.
8090 is crazy. I literally go
8090, I'd be like, so is that 80? Oh, I guess
so. It's the last two instead of saying the last. This is the thing. Instead of saying the last four numbers in individuals, saying them in groups, I think is like too difficult.
So, okay.
Because I would say like 949, 1, 2, 3.
No, I
four,
always
five,
say the numbers.
6, 7.
Yeah, I always say the numbers. I never group
some
them.
People will go 45, 67.
Imagine they're like 4,657.
No, but some people do that. So I was curious if you said it weird, because
no.
in the clip they were talking about how people say that and it's like crazy.
That's more confusing.
Right.
The reason why I do numbers is because it's like,
hello.
Unless it's like a 1-800. People do 1-800, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like they don't say 1-800.
That's an example of people who say, you know, different ways. Like, but most people with area cats.
What's wrong with you today?
Area codes, they will say like 309 or 305 or 609. They don't go like 609.
Also, O is not a zero. People do that all the time.
What do you mean?
305? O is not a number. O is a letter. Why are you so confused right now?
No. No. I hear you, but I'm also thinking like,
it's zero.
But how lame would it be if Pippo was Mr. 305? Oh wait, he does say that.
305. He says 305.
No, he says 305. Yeah, 305.
Also, no, I do say O, like, because my number is 809. It's fine. It's on my Instagram. If you guys want to text me, you can.
No, but don't do that. Unless you're going to be
a client.
Say,
I don't say 809. I say 809.
And you're looking to book with our Easter egg. Use code MOM for 20% off your facial. That's our Easter egg. I just threw it in there and
perfect
it'll be.
Perfect timing. Perfect
no one's going to know. Anyways. Okay,
809 instead of 809. Like, actually, it really just depends. But I've said 809. But in my head, it's weird because if you think about it, it's not a letter.
I don't have any zeros in mine. So I say every single number.
How would you say my number? 809 or would you say 809?
Girl, I don't remember your number.
No, but okay, if you had to say 809, would you say 809?
So if it's like 949, I would say 809.
Yeah, see, that's weird. O is not a freaking letter. A number.
How interesting. I guess I never thought about that, Miranda. I know. You might have just cracked the code.
Oh my goodness.
An egg. Crick. Why are you looking at my lips like that? Do I got something on my face?
Am I? I was trying to understand you because you're talking all weird today. So I'm like, maybe if I stare at her lips, I can understand what she's saying.
Are you trying to kiss me, bro?
Whoa.
You know, when they
say
like
physical touch is not my strong suit.
Wait, actually. Okay. So I was holding my microphone and then I think there was like moisture and Miranda was like, what is that? Why is it wet? And I was like, because I have like kind of clammy hands. So then I touched her hands and she goes, don't touch my hands, bro. And I was like, what? And she's like, you know, I'm weird with hands. And I'm like, huh?
Dude.
So apparently you can't touch Miranda's hand. I literally touched her hand. The people it's listening. Not, I just tried to touch her hand and she swatted it.
It's the inside of my hand, not the outside.
Okay. And then we were talking about how if you ever look at our podcast and you go back, Miranda sits with like her little paws is what I call it. Because she like crosses them like dogs do. And she literally like has her little hands and she just crosses them. And she doesn't. She's like, I don't even like touching my own hands.
I don't like them exposed. Okay, I don't know. It's probably not like...
This is a second thoughts for thoughts. What do you have against hands, bro?
I have nothing against hands. It's just...
So our, she like, said my hands were gross.
I don't want you touching this area. That's weird.
She literally touched my hands. She was like, ew!
They're just clammy.
How are they clammy, though? They don't look
like,
clammy.
If I was your girlfriend, I wouldn't want to hold your hand.
I have moisturized hands. What are you talking about, bro? You could hear my hands. Listen to this.
Anneli, what do you mean hear your hands?
That's how you know your hands are not like. See, your hands are fucking clammy. She's telling me my hands are clammy. She has clammy hands.
Oh my God.
You can't even get
whatever.
Gloves on those bitches sometimes.
That's so true.
You fucking bitch. Anyways. Excuse you.
Ebola.
It's probably that fucking.
It's that drink. It's got carbonation.
The cider.
Apple.
Whatever. Oh yeah, that's what it was. So fluffy. Anyways, we do have that code. So if you do book a facial, obviously last episode we did the detox and chill. So that facial is live. Mm-hmm. You can use it and get it. I actually really liked it. My skin was really happy. And
it's a fun one because I use the charcoal jelly mask.
Yeah. And you won't get it, you know.
And I'll do it proper. And I did it a little extra weird on the podcast because Anneli had like some black marks at the bottom. We posted the clip. It was
thank
funny.
You for that.
But
yeah, if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us there. We post clips of like the funniest moments and the highlights. Miranda said it well, I think last time or the time before that. If you listen, there's some things that you don't get to see because we are very like physically comedic people. So we like talk with our hands or like things will happen.
Where is she going with this?
Why?
The way you're like, we're very physically
comedic.
I know. I just wasn't sure where you were going because you were like paused.
Stop
for a
ruining
second.
My moment. Anyways, so follow us on Instagram.
Shut up, O.
Yeah, shut up, O. Okay, anyways, like I was saying, follow us on Instagram. We post funny clips. We are physically comedic. And there's jokes on there that you don't get to see if you're listening.
Oh
anyways,
my gosh.
We post every Thursday. Follow, like, subscribe. We appreciate
five stars,
and if it's not five stars, we don't want it. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.